Last week in China, the prominent human rights activist Zhong Xiangyong confessed to inciting subversion at his trial in the southern Chinese city of Changsha. But human rights activists have rejected that admission of guilt. They say that Zhong Xiangyong, his only crime was to speak with a visiting UN official about the plight of some of his clients. William Ni is a Hong Kong-based China researcher with Amnesty International. He's speaking here with Damien Carrick from the Law Report.
Zhong Xiangyong was a former lawyer, a human rights lawyer who took on cases related to petitioners to religious freedom, taking on the Falun Gong cases. He's a Christian himself, so he believes strongly in religious freedom. He also took on cases of Tibetan protesters, cases related to the milk scandal a few years ago when they were selling poisonous milk. So he took a wide range of human rights cases. And for that activism, he was actually disbarred. And then after that, he became kind of a legal advocate. And most recently, he was detained while he was trying to help out fellow lawyers. In July of 2015, China launched a massive nationwide crackdown on human rights lawyers, you know, targeting over 300 in a one-day span and detaining many of them. And so Zhong Xiangyong was kind of serving as a person trying to support these people and support their families as well. And that's what probably led to his detention in November of last year.
Last week, Zhong Xiangyong was put on trial. What were the charges?
Well, the charges against him were inciting subversion. So this is kind of a vague charge that doesn't even meet international laws and standards. But basically, it's saying that you're trying to overthrow the government through your advocacy or what you're saying, you know, on the internet.
Was this a fair trial?
Well, it absolutely was not a fair trial. Zhong Xiangyong, actually, his family members had appointed lawyers, you know, and they were never allowed to meet him the whole time that he was detained. You know, his parents were actually detained by the authorities and put under kind of de facto house arrest. And then just a few days before the trial, they took his parents from their home in Hunan province, which is, you know, fairly far away from where the trial took place, and then put them in the courtroom surrounded by plainclothes security people. And then they didn't allow any outside observers, foreign diplomats, or friends of Zhong Xiangyong to actually go to the trial. He actually confessed, but of course we have no idea what they may have done to them. In the lawyer's crackdown, there have been numerous instances of torture, just horrendous torture. So we can only speculate. We have no way to know without his lawyer actually having access to him. So this was not a fair trial, really, by any sense of the imagination.
What sentence do you think that Zhong Xiangyong might expect?
I think he'll get probably a relatively lenient sentence, maybe a year or two, or maybe a suspended sentence with deprivation of political rights. China places an incredibly high emphasis on confessing. And what they want from all the lawyers in this crackdown is to get them to confess, to kind of admit that they're wrong, and read out the script that they want them to read in court as a way to kind of intimidate other people in the human rights community so that you know that Zhong Xiangyong is a firm legal advocate, that he's a very principled person. But when you see on social media, and this was broadcast live on social media, that he's out there confessing, I think that sends a signal of fear to other lawyers and human rights defenders that, you know, you think, oh my God, what did they do to get him to come to this point? So I think that that's what they want is they, in order to get this kind of this effect, they have to have him confess. But then once he confesses, usually we see that people get off relatively easily.
That's William Ni, the Hong Kong-based China researcher with Amnesty International, speaking there with Damien Carrick about prominent human rights lawyer Zhong Xiangyong. And you can hear more of that conversation on the Law Report with Damien this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.